Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Donald Trump has welcomed a US Supreme Court ruling that individual states cannot bar candidates from running for the presidency. Mr. Trump said it was a good day for America. The Supreme Court reversed a decision by Colorado's top court to exclude him from the ballot, arguing that he incited the Capitol riot in 2021. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
This decision removes one of the legal obstacles facing the former president. And with the Supreme Court's decision last week to take up the question of whether he's immune from prosecution over the January the 6th attack on the Capitol, potentially delaying that trial until after the election, his legal problems have taken a turn for the better. However, he still faces a criminal trial later this month in New York over hush money payments to a porn star, and a federal trial, possibly in the summer, over his retention of classified documents and obstruction of justice.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris has expressed deep concern over the humanitarian situation in Gaza during talks with the Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz. In a statement, Ms. Harris's office said she urged Israel to let more aid into Gaza while calling on Hamas to accept terms for a ceasefire. Mr. Gantz's visit has been criticised by some in Benjamin Netanyahu's government. The head of the main UN agency in Gaza has complained that it faces a deliberate and concerted campaign to end its operations. Philippe Lazzarini told the UN General Assembly in New York that donors had been flooded with misinformation about UNRWA. Mr. Lazzarini said undermining his organisation would create long-term problems.
Dismantling UNRWA is short-sighted. By doing so, we will sacrifice an entire generation of children, sowing the seeds of hatred, resentment, and future conflict.
France has become the first country to guarantee the right to abortion in its constitution. The vote was greeted with a standing ovation during the gathering at the Palace of Versailles. French campaigners were alarmed by the decision of the US Supreme Court 2 years ago to end federal protection of abortion rights. Stephanie Hennette-Vaucher, a law professor at Paris Nanterre University, told the BBC the constitutional move would protect women's abortion rights in the future.
Today, the idea is that enshrining the right to an abortion in the Constitution is a way to prevent any kind of massive drawback that could happen with different political majorities in the future. So the idea is really to constrain the legislature in the future.
The Vatican has issued a statement saying there could be no right to take human life. World News from the BBC. The Ghanaian opposition MP who introduced new anti-gay legislation has criticised the finance ministry for warning that there could be serious financial consequences should President Nana Akufo-Addo sign the bill into law. The ministry said Ghana could lose nearly $4 billion of World Bank funding over the coming years, but Sam George accused it of selling the innocence of Ghanaian children. Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, has been largely closed down as the government tries to enforce a 72-hour state of emergency. Reports say only a few people are venturing onto the streets for essential supplies such as water and fuel. The captain of the Australian women's football team has been charged with racially aggravated harassment of a police officer in Britain. Sam Kerr, who also plays for Chelsea in England's Women's Super League, appeared in court in London on Monday. She denied using insulting or abusive words towards a police officer who responded to a complaint about a taxi fare in South London last year. French lawmakers have proposed a tax on fashion brands with ultra-fast product turnover to offset their environmental impact. They say companies like the Chinese manufacturer Shein encourage excessive spending and unnecessary pollution by offering thousands of new products a day. Alice Adley reports.
The MPs say that rather than renewing their collections 4 times a year like traditional ones, fast fashion brands are encouraging what they call ephemeral fashion, that is, impulse buying and a constant need for renewal. They say the environmental, social and economic consequences should be offset by imposing a penalty of up to €10 per item or up to 50% of the selling price. The tariff would be introduced by 2030 if the bill is enacted. Shein says it follows best international practices in terms of sustainable development and social commitment.
BBC News.